Here's the next in our series of WhatHappensNow.com podcasts. Here, Greg Kistler from ServPro, a cleaning and restoration company, offers quick tips on cleaning soot after a fire.
Well, the first thing you should do is maybe put a fan in the window. Weather is good enough because there's soot particles in the air, and you probably want to get those out. If you're not going to, or that, or at least wear a dust mask. Because everything you pick up, you're going to throw soot up in the air again. If you have any kind of pulmonary issues, if you're an older person, if you have any kind of pulmonary issues, you need to, like, look at that. Another thing you could do is if you have soot on some of your bathroom or your kitchen faucets or any of the faucets or anything, if they're a really good quality, you want to wipe those off and maybe put a coat of Vaseline on them. Because the longer soot lays, soot's very acidic, and the longer it lays on there, it'll actually etch them. The insurance company will forever be in your debt when we don't have to replace those. Let's say you had a kitchen fire. And you got some soot on the walls, and you think, oh, we can clean this up ourselves. Mom always taught me to wash from the top down. When you wash soot, you don't wash from the top down, you wash from the bottom up, because if you have, like, that cleaner that you're using, maybe it's just ammonia water or something, and it runs down the wall, it just set that soot and it won't come out. So you really need to do exactly the opposite way that you were taught to wash a wall. Soot doesn't react that way. Soot will actually set. If you run water down, it actually gets in there and you can't get it out. We had a fire last year where the lady daisy chained two of those small gauge extension cords together, and her stereo stand, it got hot, obviously, and started to burn. And it burned within about 6 square feet. It didn't burn the whole house, but the soot was so bad in that house because it was all plastic that burned. The ceilings were black, and about 24 inches down the wall was black all the way through the whole house. The soot was what caused the major amount of damage, and that soot was so greasy and so bad, they ended up pretty much gutting the house out, starting over. So, I mean, just to show you, there was a very small amount of fire damage in that house. It was about 6 square feet, and so it wasn't much at all, but it has a major effect.
For more fire recovery tips, head to whathappensnow.com and click on Help Center Home Fire.